Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas if you're listening at this time. And Christ Mass means a mass gathering of truthful beings speaking truth in their own homes and rebirthing themselves to the truth. That's what Christmas essentially means to me now, amongst other things, but that's kind of one of the top level things. So happy Christmas in that sense. The intention of this podcast is to talk about, is the Great Awakening fun? Kind of what is the Great Awakening and is it fun? Buzzwords have been going around on the internet for a few years, the Great Awakening. And so I wanted to jump into that. So an awakening in itself, let's break it down to just an awakening. An awakening is an awakening to more truth. And so a Great Awakening kind of just means it's done en masse, just a bit like my definition of Christmas a moment ago. So I guess what I'm saying is a Great Awakening is like a giant Christmas. A mass of people coming to truth and watching truth be born over and over again every single day. So that's what the Great Awakening is. Is it fun? Yeah, if you want to make it fun. It's not very fun if you choose to stay asleep and follow people like Bill Snakes and his friends, as I've said hundreds of times now. I've been saying since 2020 and before, but more of things happened in 2020 than normal in 2021. But, you know, I've been saying this since probably 1999 with my friends when we were gathered in my bedroom. Admittedly high, of course, marijuana. So I was high, they were high. But we were talking about how we need to escape the Matrix at that age. And so that's age 15 or 16. I don't know what happened to the generation after us, but it seemed to have gone deluded. Or they missed those movies, some of them, and the social media culture has kind of run them over like a steam train with these smartphones. So perhaps I would have been like that if I was in that generation. I have no idea. But for me, I'd never wanted to work in the 9-to-5 world. I only managed to have to do it for like 6 months after finishing university, and then I went into working for myself online. And never made much money. Like, I've never really made more than about, I don't know, 60, 70, absolute max, $60,000 a year, I think. And the average is way lower than that, but it was enough to live outside the UK anyway. And I was lucky enough to get to a European country. My base is basically Prague now, so I could live for very cheap, so I didn't have to follow the mainstream stuff and I could create my own things. And I think people don't realize how little it takes to make your own business, and some people just need to get started. And so my awakening has been fun in that sense, that I've been able to create throughout it, create podcasts, get cool guests on like Teal Swan or JP Sears and some other guests I've had, or podcasting with my partner or friends, creating a magazine, creating NFTs, but not the JPEG ones. I created an audiobook NFT, and I hope to create some other types of NFTs soon. It should be more normal prices, wouldn't be crazy prices. Just a normal price you would pay for a magazine or a digital magazine, a couple of dollars for the moment at the current rates, maybe $3 something. Yeah, you can create throughout your awakening to truth. You can use your sense of humor that you still have. You can have your whole personality is the same, it's just gaining more of your soul back, going back into your personal power through self-love and self-care, through your own intuition, through your own feeling your body, through your own feeling your heart, to just expressing yourself more and getting inspiration from the right places. You know, I take inspiration from anywhere. When I was younger, it was people like Bruce Lee, watching Enter the Dragon and his films back then. I wish 4 or 5 of those, and he was a big inspiration the way he was philosophizing about the world, be like water, and being like water is enough to meditate on, you know, going through spaces where most other things can't go very easily, and being formless, going with the flow, I think you know, flow is probably the most associated thing with water, because it always is flowing somewhere, unless it's in the ice or something. Even in the ice, there's flow. So inspiration can come from anything, come from a plant, come from an animal, come from tree, food, dance. I was a salsa dancer for a few years, and I was awful when I first started in Guatemala in like 2006, I think it was. Didn't touch it after the first lesson that back then. Went to Cuba in 2010 or 11, and I think it was 11. And then saw the fascism there, which wasn't great. I didn't think we would want to be going to a world of fascism, and which is what America's doing recently, which is a bit mad. And yeah, I did a salsa lesson there, and a good teacher, and managed to get the basic steps just about, but I was pretty awful, couldn't really move my feet or hips. And then I went back to London and got some dance classes and danced, because you can still dance in an awakening. It doesn't stop you dancing. In that respect, it's fun. Even did stand-up comedy back in 2011, and went down like a cup of cold sick, as we say in English. I only had like a 6-minute set, and there was one laugh at the first joke and one laugh at the last joke, and just silence in the middle. So never went back to that again. But they did laugh at jokes that were offensive to me, self-deprecating jokes about the shape of my head or how I looked on stage in some gormless way. So fun awakening. And then 2012 to 2022, it's got more intense on the awakening. Still could be construed as fun. I mean, I was essentially cleansing the universe of a lot of crap that had been in the upper dimensions that people couldn't see, that was controlling everything. So not a lot of people believe what I was talking about back then, which didn't matter. They were kind of still open to it for some reason, because I think they knew there was some truth in it. Biblically, it's true, and just about every other way it's true. I wasn't the only one clearing. There was a bunch of shamans clearing the mess, which is why there's this movement towards truth in a mass sense, a Christmas Great Awakening sense. So that was not such a fun part of the awakening for me. It was kind of messy and horrific, to be honest, but sometimes we go through messy and horrific things in our lives, and a couple of years later, or even a year later, we can be fine. There's so many human stories like that. So if there is a messy time, you have to ask for help. And one of my key things for that period was asking for help. I needed to ask for help constantly. I didn't have much money at that time, so I was asking for like free therapies of people. I eventually did pay them back few years later, like years, or try to do something for them somehow. And there's people offering me that, or I paid some small donation, whatever I could afford. And just say, I'm at a really bad time, need some help. And that was it. I had been smacked by beings in other dimensions, and I didn't have the tools to send them back home to source. Now I have the tools, so it's easier. But at that point, it was a massive problem, so I needed quite a lot of help. Now there's hardly any things attacking me in the other dimensions. I think people around the world still get attacked a little bit, because no shaman can clear everything for everyone. We all have our own karma. It's like everyone needs to clean their own kitchen, and that kitchen is the inner self and the soul path, and making sure the path is clean so it can be seen, type thing. So people need to take responsibility for themselves in that respect, because otherwise how can you have a mass awakening to truth? And so you need to think about that if you're on this path. And the teachings that I offer in my book, which is at thesteveexperience.com, you can get that at the moment, and it comes with a free call with me. There's 12 free calls going for the next 12 people that buy the book from this podcast. Should go fairly quickly, probably, if people are interested in chatting with me, discover where they're at and how they want to move forward with their true divine plan and their true divine self, which There's more details on that at truedivineself.com. Then I've also got the Heart Initiation Academy, heartinitiation.com, with a course there for more in a group type coaching, as well as just an online course. There's over 130 videos, I think. I've got, they're about 10 minutes each. They're not hours long. Like, I break them up into 10 to 15 minutes each, most of them. You go through that, and then you can ask me questions at the same time as you're going through it, and it's kind of all linked to the book. So the book and the course are very closely linked. The True Divine Self stuff is more if you want to go on a journey to do the alchemical cleaning of your kitchen. I haven't really figured out a way of doing that in a group. It's really can only be done one-on-one. There's only a few people around the world that could kind of do this type of stuff. Former mentor, I don't think she even does one-on-one work anymore. Anyway, so if you're interested in that, then get on the book. It's the easiest thing. I like to get that at first. TheSteveExperience.com, and see if you like the book, see if it resonates. And then we can jump on a call after you've gone through it, because with the book, you get the audio book for free and a bunch of meditations about the True Divine Self. So you can listen to those and see if it's you. So The Great Awakening is cool. And I'd rather be on that than some other track into a living in utter bullshit. The Great Awakening is essentially also can be put, if you want more vulgar terminology, that's different to the Christ Mass terminology, then you can also say it's breaking away from the bullshit. Stop believing in utter shite, and you stop walking down that path of pure crap, that you follow the truth. You start feeding your body with purer food, stop eating absolute fast food shite and microwave shit and GMO shit, and start drinking spring water or very clean filtered water, and start cleaning your body up to begin with, and then go from there, as I explained in my book, with emotional mastery and then healing the past, then understanding the masculine, the feminine, the inner masculine and feminine, what those dynamics are, and then creating a vision of the future. Sacred sexuality comes last, and you've got to embody unconditional love and integrity before you get to that. So this is what I'm talking about. If you're interested in that, happy Christmas. I won't take any more of your time. Much love. Thanks so much.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.